Good afternoon to our Siouxland public media folk. This is Brianna Martinez from Bishop Heelan High.
And Sydney Hopkins from East High.
Here to share a little information about a new book release, Chandra's Cosmos, Dark Matter, Black Holes, and Other Wonders Revealed by NASA's Premier X-Ray Observatory by Wallace H. Tucker. Mr. Tucker is a spokesperson for the Smithsonian's Astrophysical Observatory's Chandra's X-Ray Center, and an author of numerous papers and books.
Great intro there, Brianna. And what a fabulous interview we had with Wallace Tucker. He loves this topic, and his enthusiasm is catching, and it didn't hurt that we both really enjoyed the topic as well. My favorite part was where he distinguished between the three main parts of the book: the big, the bad, and the beautiful. He also does a nice job explaining why his X-ray telescope, Chandra, does so much more than the standard ground-based ones.
Let's suppose that you were watching a baseball game and you could only see down the first baseline or maybe halfway to second base. That would be like looking with the optical telescopes and the ground-based telescopes. To really get a picture, you need to see the whole field. And that's what Chandra helps to do. It helps to complete the picture.
You know, I've written essays and reports, but I can't imagine writing a book. I think the topic was right up Mr. Wallace's alley.
Wallace is the science communicator for the Chandra X-ray Center and one of the main PR guys sharing info with the public. With all of his work done at the center, he still had some personal favorites about the observatory and its discoveries since the launch, especially about dark matter.
We know that dark matter exists because we can look at a galaxy or a gas around a galaxy and it should have evaporated away, but it hasn't. Why hasn't it? Because some other force is holding it in, and that force must be supplied by dark matter. And there's been lots of different ideas put forth about what the dark matter could be, but none of them have really panned out to this point.
Love that dark matter material, but let's go back to that big, bad, and beautiful, where he was talking about the three main points of the book. Big, I can get, but I wondered what the bad and beautiful might mean in terms of observing and exploring space.
The bad I refer to as the black hole. The material gets too close to a black hole, it gets torn apart. There's black holes at the center of every galaxy, it seems, which may have as much matter as a million stars and maybe sometimes a billion stars. And these are the called supermassive black holes. The beautiful is life and the beautiful things that we have in our world around us. Now, most of the beautiful things around us, some of the primary elements that they're made of are carbon and oxygen and silicon and iron, things like that. And where did those elements come from? They came from stars. So that's the beautiful.
I think that our planet, moon, sun, an entire solar system is perfect. I love the info about supernovas.
The book is filled with colorful images and stories. They tell us about what the universe is made of and how it evolved. Stories told through photos made possible by Chandra. Mr. Tucker does real justice to his story.
If we go on down, we see that the universe is built up from a very few elements, and it's built up into all the elements that make up life. I sort of tell that story in the book, all the way from the beginning, all the way to the formation of stars and how the material from stars is spread in through space and eventually leads to us.
Mr. Tucker gives our universe and surrounding universes such wonderful perspective and dimension. He also makes it a little more user-friendly. I love science, and he has made me want to not only read more about it, but explore. I asked him how the Chandra X-ray Center will continue to play a role in future exploration, and he said,
one of the big questions is, what is the dark matter? And Chandra has a lead role in that because it's the best instrument we have for measuring where the dark matter is in the universe. And then we need to sort of figure out different forms of dark matter may pull the gas around in different ways, and we'll have to just study that. The other thing I think is really important is, when were the first black holes formed? And Chandra has the best ability to find these black holes.
He went back to those black holes. Now I want to know more. He has so much knowledge and passion about the universe and shares the mysteries too.
When I asked him for advice for students, he just laughed. He said learn the mathematics and stay with them. Our math teachers are going to love that. He said don't let it be too dry, as the fun and interest comes a little bit later. You just have to learn the language first.
He also said to keep your sense of wonder alive. He also said to study and explore things you think are interesting. And life will never be boring.
Hey, we're really running out of time, though I wish we could talk with Mr. Tucker a little longer. So, out there in future audience world, you'll examine the glowing remains of supernovas to the black hole at the center of the universe. This is space like we've never seen it before. This is Sydney Hopkins.
And Brianna Martinez.
Signing off, and reminding you that Chandra's cosmos, dark matter, black holes, and other wonders can be found in libraries, bookstores, and online. Have a great day.